Ouya imose. Ouya imose. Tina matemwari. Ouya imose. Tina matemwari. Ouya imose. Tina matemwari. Ouya imose. Ouya imose. Last time. Ouya imose. Tina matemwari. Ouya imose. Tina matemwari. Ouya imose. Tina matemwari.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
Let us pray. Gracious God, your blessed Son came down from heaven to be the true bread that gives life to the world. Give us this bread always, that he may live in us and we in him. and that strengthened by this food, we may live as his body in the world. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
A reading from 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 4 through 8. Elijah went a day's journey into the wilderness, and he came and sat down under a solitary broom tree. He asked that he might die. "It is enough now, O Lord. Take away my life, for I am no better than my ancestors." Then he lay down under the broom tree and fell asleep. Suddenly an angel touched him and said to him, "Get up and eat." Elijah looked, and there at his head was a cake baked on hot stones and a jar of water. He ate and drank and lay down again. The angel of the Lord came a second time, touched him and said, "Get up and eat, otherwise the journey will be too much for you." Elijah got up and ate and drank, and he went in the strength of that food for 40 days and 40 nights to Horeb, the Mount of God. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
Our psalm this evening is number Psalm 34. The psalms can be found in your cranberry hymnal in the first quarter to a third. We're looking for Psalm 34, verses 1 to 8. We'll sing them responsively. We'll sing a refrain together, and I will sing the odd verses. I invite you to sing the even verses of Psalm 34, verses 1 to 8. Taste and see that the Lord is good.
Taste and see that the Lord is good. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Taste and see that the Lord is good.
I will bless the Lord at all times. The praise of God shall ever be in my mouth.
I will glory in the Lord. Let the lowly hear and rejoice.
Proclaim with me the greatness of the Lord. Let us exalt God's name together.
I sought the Lord.
Your faces be ashamed.
I called in my affliction, and the Lord heard me, and saved me from all my troubles.
The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear the Lord and delivers them.
Taste and see that the Lord is.
A reading from Ephesians. So then, putting away falsehood, let all of us speak the truth to our neighbors, for we are parts of one another. Be angry, but do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger, and do not make room for the devil. Thieves must give up stealing. Rather, let them labor and work honestly with their hands, so as to have something to share with the needy. Let no evil talk come out of your mouths, but only what is useful for building up, as there is need, so that your words may give grace to those who hear. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with which you were marked with a seal for the day of redemption. Put away from you all bitterness and wrath and anger and wrangling and slander, together with all malice, and be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ has forgiven you. Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children, and live in love as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and a sacrifice to God. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to John, the 6th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." Then the Judeans began to complain about him because he said, "I am the bread that came down from heaven." And they were saying, "Is this not Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How can he now say, 'I have come down from heaven'?" But Jesus said, "I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness and they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven so that one may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats of this bread will live, and the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Don't mess with the bread. That's the message that we heard here at Holden Village in surveys and conversations in the village as we did everything we possibly could imagine to keep this nasty stomach bug in the last couple months at bay. We deployed armies of bleach-toting housekeepers. We got rid of the common cup and communion. We did away with prayer cards, salt shakers, water pitchers in the dining hall. And most unfortunately, we messed with the bread. We removed the bread in the dining hall between meals, and many of you I know weren't here, but there was a bit of a reaction from folks. And we had to do what we had to do to fight this thing, because trust me, I know from experience, you don't want details, but you don't want the bug. It was probably the worst 24 hours of my life. That's an exaggeration. But it was bad. But here's the thing that we learned. Don't mess with the bread. And our housekeepers and our kitchen staff did an incredible job on the front lines of keeping this village healthy. Thank you. You did wonderfully. But especially here at Holden, where the bread is so tasty, don't mess with the bread. Don't put it away. Don't put it out of reach. Just don't mess with it. That's what we learned. I'm conscious of the fact that as we gather for worship tonight, we're joined in this place here by individuals and families who come from traditions outside of the Lutheran Christian tradition, and that the week ahead is a week where we're going to engage conversations of interfaith, partnerships, and all these sorts of things, especially in our teaching faculty sessions. And let me just take a moment and say, friends, if you have come from a tradition outside of the Lutheran Christian one in which this place is rooted, your presence here, here in the mountains, here in the village, to us is a great, great blessing. We are so deeply grateful for your work here. And enjoy the bread. It's available 24/7 for now. All the sacred texts we encounter tonight are around this theme of food. Elijah finds a meal prepared for him in a cave. The psalmist says, "Taste and see that the Lord is good." And Jesus says it over and over again, "I am the bread of life." These are, for the Christian tradition, fundamental statements. Especially when Jesus says that he is the bread of life, it tells us as Christians who we are, how we understand ourselves within the story of God's liberating work in the world. Jesus is our bread. Jesus is what feeds us. Now, I'm also aware that despite this week being advertised as an interfaith week, that I'm still probably preaching to a room full of predominantly, well, people who maybe identify or who have maybe identified in the past, even loosely, as Christians or as Lutheran Christians. And I'm aware at the same time of how difficult the work of interfaith conversations has been in history, especially for Christians, even when it's done in good faith. Because attempting to, or even listening to, or even imagining interfaith conversations can be a very uncomfortable thing for us. Sometimes it can feel like we're messing with the bread, messing with the stuff that feeds us. And if there's anything we learned here at Holden Village, don't mess with the bread, right? It's dangerous territory that we're entering. Don't play with it, don't move it, don't keep it out of reach. Because there's power in the bread. That's what we hear in this story from Elijah. We hear of this food that feeds him, food from God that sustains him for 40 days and 40 nights so that he can make this trip up the mountain. That's some powerful food. And this stuff, these stories, this tradition, this worship together, this is the stuff of identity. And it makes us who we are as individuals, and it builds communities. And it's not just that our bodies can survive without food. Neither can any of us live without this kind of spiritual stuff, these faith lives, these inner workings. That's not an idea that's exclusive to the Christian tradition. So there's power in the bread. Don't mess with the bread, right? So how do we do this? That's the question that we have to ask ourselves heading into Interfaith Week. How do we do this? If it's dangerous to mess with this stuff, one another's bread, what is this going to look like? And I think our teaching faculty are going to ask that question over and over again, but I'm going to propose two ways, two fundamental things, and then I'm going to turn it over to the teaching faculty to argue with that and do the rest from there. But I propose that the first step that we take together is that we acknowledge the depth and the richness and the beauty of one another's bread. In other words, the first step begins with dignity. Be charitable in imparting dignity to one another's bread from the outset. That's number one. And Paul, the Apostle Paul, helps us here. He says, put away bitterness and wrath and wrangling and slander. Be tenderhearted. Start there. Put that away. Dignity will be the bridge that we walk on towards one another. But there's a second thing. If it's a bridge we desire to build to one another, we've got to have deep, deep foundations on either side of this crossing. We've got to sink our pilings deep, deep, deep down into the earth, or else the whole thing collapses. Engineers know this. Eboo Patel, Interfaith Youth Corps founder, American Muslim, and practitioner of the work of building interfaith relationships, puts it this way. He says, a bridge goes from here to there, and it has to be made of something, preferably something solid. Without a strong anchor here, you cannot build a bridge there. So we must be rooted deeply and delightfully in our bread. Those are my two recommendations: dignity and rootedness. So in this week ahead, we're going to be touching one another's bread, digging into it, asking, prodding, wondering, hopefully doing it with dignity, hopefully remembering the sacredness of this stuff. But I can't help but maybe offer a provocation or a challenge. And it's a question that I'm going to direct at the Christian folks in the room, the folks who consider themselves or identify themselves as Christian. This is the question. What if we have been given this moment in the mountains together because our bread recipe needs a little tweaking? Here's why. There have been chapters in our history when our bread recipe, when the stuff that feeds us has been filled with ingredients of hatefulness and intolerance, and those have come at the expense of non-Christians. Lutheran Christians especially, I'm going to talk to you now and say that we've had some toxic ingredients in our bread recipe. For too long, our bread recipe has incorporated anti-Muslim, anti-Jewish, and even anti-non-Lutheran Christian elements as fundamental parts of it. Go back and read Luther, and I hate to say it's there, and we need to repent of that, and we need to lament that. The ELCA has been doing this work of repentance for a number of years, but it is up to us to do this in our day-to-day lives, here and now, because these ingredients don't just hurt others, they hurt us. And they're toxic, and they've just got to go. There's nothing of dignity in the toxicity of hatefulness. There's nothing rooted in God in that. So that might be a frustrating or a frightening challenge to some folks. Maybe I'm kind of messing with the bread already, maybe just a little bit too much. But here's the promise we hear in our sacred text today. It's in the story of Elijah, which, by the way, is shared with our Jewish siblings, and Elijah is a great prophet in our Muslim tradition and the siblings tradition of Islam. What we witness in the cave when the angel comes with food for Elijah is a God who feeds us even when we're not at our best, even when we're mistrusting, even when we're hiding or running or broken or tired, you name it. The truth is that the bread's not going anywhere anytime soon, because God is faithful. So in the meantime, welcome to God's kitchen. There's going to be some tweaking, a couple pinches here and there, but do not fear. There will be bread. It's not going away anytime soon. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Our hymn of the day is number 587. 587. trusting in our loving and almighty God who abundantly provides the bread of life to all who hunger. Let us pray for the church, the world, and all who are in need. Nourishing Creator, take us, your church, and turn us into bread and drink for all who are at a place in their journey where they believe that it will be too much for them. How might you have us live as food for the hungry? How might you have us live as bread for the uninsured or underinsured, for the unemployed and the underemployed, the refugee, the foster child, the immigrant, the land, and all those creatures whose lives are threatened or endangered? Knead us together, make us good and wholesome food, and turn us out to nourish and be nourished by the world around us. God, in your mercy, receive our prayer. God of truth, build up this world. We give you thanks for all those who voted this past week in Washington State. We give you thanks for those who are willing to serve in public office. And we ask that you might root all leaders in your call to truthfulness, tenderheartedness, and care and concern for all those in need. We pray for those affected by wildfire, for those suffering the aftermaths of an earthquake in Indonesia, and for those enduring civil war in Syria and ongoing conflict in Israel-Palestine. Restore this whole world and all her creatures. God, in your mercy, receive our prayer. Holy Spirit, we commend this week here at Holden Village to you. Thank you for so richly blessing us with insightful teaching faculty, hardworking staff, dedicated volunteers, and eager guests. As we come to interfaith conversations this week, we ask you to be with us, to guide us, and to create space within us to extend dignity across differences. Bless the work of Neighbors in Faith, the Muslim Association of Puget Sound, and Kol Ami, the Jewish Reform Congregation in Woodinville. Give us courage to see the way that you are at work in our interfaith relationships this week and always. God, in your mercy, receive our prayer. Almighty and loving God, we look to you in hope and trust, knowing that you will do far more than we can ask or imagine through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
Please share a sign of that peace with one another. And let us pray. Holy God, gracious and merciful, you bring forth food from the earth and nourish your whole creation. Turn our hearts toward those who hunger in any way, that all may know your care. And prepare us now to feast on the bread of life, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give God thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this very day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. And so, with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. God from before the beginning, God bearing from above your word of grace, God sending upon us the dove of peace. You are the great I am, feeding your people with manna in the wilderness. You are the parent of our beloved Jesus, whom you gave to the world to be our bread, to be the Lamb, the King of Israel, the Son of Man. You anointed Jesus to be our Messiah and teacher. He is the bread from heaven, the fruitful vine, the good shepherd, the gate of protection, our very Lord and God, our way, our truth, and our resurrection to life eternal. On the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And then again, after supper, he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Breathe your spirit of power on us, O God. Nourish us with your living water and sustain us with the body and blood of your Son. Claim us as your friends, birth us anew and enlighten our eyes. Unbind us, that as servants we may unbind one another. Glory to you, O God, parent, child, and Holy Spirit, the source of all, the light of the world, the advocate for all your children. Blessing and thanksgiving and honor and might be to you forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Come to the table, receive the bread, which isn't going anywhere.
Thank you.
Hymn number 496, 496. Hymn number 502.
Thank you.
493.
Receive the blessing. May God, whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we could ask or imagine, grant you the gifts of faith and hope. Almighty God, Parent, Child, and Holy Spirit, bless you now and forever. Amen. Our sending song is number 535. 535. To love and serve the living God.
Thanks be to God.